Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
A local college has new leadership. Let's go in-depth with Marcia Kelleher, president of Simpson College. So, President Kelleher, welcome to Indianola, to Simpson College. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, thank you. I moved here from Michigan along with my two small poodles, and we have just had a wonderful time exploring different parks and all the different restaurants and stores and shops. So it's wonderful to be here.
Well, and tell us a little bit about, your academic background.
Well, I'm actually, I joke about being a recovering attorney. I started out going to law school at night and on weekends because I was working full-time, and my goal was to be a college professor, like one of the professors who inspired me when I was an undergraduate. But like a lot of students today, I graduated with too much debt, and so instead I went to work as an attorney. I'm licensed in both Texas and California and have practiced in both states. And later in life went back and got an LLM in labor and employment law with the goal of becoming a college professor and doing some federal labor arbitration on the side. And that's what I was able to do, I guess now it's been about 30 years ago. And pretty quickly got into the administrative side. Started off as overseeing the MBA program at St. Edward's and then moved into the position of being an interim dean and then dean, and I've held administrative roles ever since.
Well, and what attracted you to Simpson College?
I have a friend who's an alum, and so ever since I've known him, he's talked about his alma mater, clearly very, very proud and attached. Simpson has an excellent reputation in the academic community, and I think partly that's due to the fact that almost 100% of the students are employed within 6 months after graduation or they're in graduate school. But when I started looking into the position, I was also really impressed with, in addition to the academic programs, the strong athletic and co-curricular programs, but it was really the level of student engagement and my conversations with the students that convinced me that this is where I wanted to be. It's one of the conversations clearly reflected that the students care about each other and they really care about the Simpson community. I would say it was talking to the students that made me decide that I wanted to make this my home.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Marcia Kelleher, president of Simpson College. Now, I can't imagine a more difficult time, well, maybe at the cusp of World War I or II or something like that, but I can't imagine a more difficult time to take over as a college president.
It certainly has its challenges right now. The COVID situation has caused us, I think, if anything, it's caused us to be more innovative, and it's certainly something that I want to continue to build upon because I've been impressed with the way the faculty and staff have responded. But the not knowing is difficult. We do plan on bringing the students back a little bit early and having as many classes as possible face-to-face, but know that we're going to have to provide some alternatives for certain students who have health risks. That we're going to be able to bring them back such that after Thanksgiving, they'll be able to stay at home, study for their finals and teach their finals at home.
Well, and how about some of your staff and faculty that are a little bit older? Is that a concern as well?
Always. So we've been spending months putting in plans to keep everybody safe, bringing the students back, but doing so in a manner that protects our entire community.
Well, and part of the problem is it seems to be changing every day in terms of recommendations from the federal government, from the state government. You mentioned being nimble. You're going to have to continue that. Who knows what tomorrow will bring?
You're very right. And I feel very fortunate that I'm working with the team that I'm working with because they're very nimble. They're very creative. And I think we'll be ready as anybody can be when we bring students back.
And we could talk about COVID, you know, for the rest of the program, but I'm interested in, you've been here just a little bit, but do you have sort of a vision for the future of Simpson that you're, I know it has to be preliminary, but can you share a little bit with us about what you're thinking now?
Right now, I'm meeting with each department and division, and they're sharing with me how they support the mission of the institution, what they see as opportunities and what they see as challenges. And Simpson has a very strong diversity statement, and so they're also sharing with me how they support our diversity initiatives. And from there, we're going to be building out a new strategic plan, clearly understanding that we've got a wonderful, rich history and heritage, so it's an opportunity to return to the mission and find new ways to fulfill that mission, as well as to enhance the ways that we live out our values and put those into action.
Now, often at universities and colleges, there's a disconnect between the faculty and administration in the sense that, well, working with faculty, sometimes I've heard it described as herding cats. How will you build that relationship of trust and mutual respect?
Well, I hope it helps that I used to be one of those cats because I was a faculty member for a period of time. So, and then from time to time, I do still teach. I think getting to know them as individuals and as well as the department, hearing from them, listening to them is going to be a big part of building that relationship. We just also hired a new vice president for academic affairs and dean of the faculty, and I think that he and the faculty will be very close and wonderful partners, and so I'm really looking forward to working with everybody. I really appreciate that right now, in the middle of trying to prepare for the fall, that they've all been putting together such thoughtful presentations and engaging in dialogue, and I'm appreciative of their efforts to build that relationship.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Marcia Kelleher, president of Simpson College. Most listeners know that there were some cuts made at Simpson by the previous administration and that had an impact on faculty, staff, students. Do you see repairing any of that? I guess I don't know what else to use to call it, but damage. Do you see any opportunities there?
I think just listening to their perspectives, understanding what happened, how it happened. Clearly, in challenging times, difficult decisions have to be made, and that's always difficult for a community to accept. But I think it's very important that I understand the culture and that I hear from them about what their perceptions were as to how that process was handled, so that we can move forward.
Do you have a leadership style? Do you have a philosophy of leadership?
It's an interesting question. I like to work with people. I don't consider people working for me. So I'm collaborative. I'm very strategic as well. But I really enjoy... Well, I guess the other thing I would say is I really am very student-centered and focused. So as long as we all continue to look at what's in the student's best interest and keep that at the forefront, I think there's nothing that we can't accomplish.
Do you see Des Moines significant for Simpson for the recruitment of students?
Oh, absolutely. That's going to be part of our strategic plan is building, enhancing the partnerships we currently have and creating new ones, but looking at new ways to serve that market. And I've always been very active in the communities in which I've resided, so I'm looking forward to becoming very active not only in the Indianola community, but also the greater Des Moines area as well.
You talked about the Indianola community, and my experience has been when you've got smaller towns and which are lucky to have institutes of higher education, there can nonetheless be sort of a tension between the townsfolk and the college or university. Do you feel a need to address that? Let's just say, how will you build bridges with the local community?
Well, I've already met with the head of the Des Moines Metropolitan Opera, and we've already started discussing about additional ways that we can build upon the relationship that already exists. And Friday, had a delightful conversation with our police chief. I wanted to introduce myself and let him know that if there was any way that we could be supportive, we wanted to do that, and how much we appreciate their support, the number of things that they do for Simpson College. I spoke to City Council, because we wanted them to know when our students were going to be coming back so that our local businesses can plan for them. So I think just being very engaged, and I know that my colleagues on the cabinet, as well as the faculty and staff and students, are very connected as well. So I'm appreciating all the introductions that they've provided as well.
Yeah, I watched that City Council meeting where you presented to the City Council your plans, and I just thought that was, a very nice courtesy extended to them and the business community, that showed to me that you understand how important that relationship is.
Well, you know, we so appreciate everything the community does, and the restaurants, the bars, the shops, our government officials, and so it seems like the appropriate thing to do, because we don't want to surprise them, and we wanted to make sure that they were prepared, and so that they could take advantage of knowing when the students were coming back, and also plan for them not returning after Thanksgiving. But that was very important to me.
In these hard times, I see that enrollment is down in school, or college enrollment is down across the board. There's a lot of push for people to just go into the labor market right away out of high school, or to get a two-year degree. Can you, just in the minute or two we have left, can you tell me the value, share with me the value, and our listeners, the value of a liberal arts education today?
I think a lot of people misunderstand what that means. With a liberal arts education, what really happens is students take a number of courses in different areas, and so they wind up having a very well-rounded education. And we focus on things like developing critical thinking skills, communication skills. We're very intentional about that. So when students graduate, they not only have expertise and knowledge and skills in a particular area, but they've also got that broader background to be able to address, analyze, question larger societal issues. And there's also, especially since we're affiliated with the Methodist Church, kind of a focus on social justice, a focus on access, diversity, equity, and inclusion that students don't get in a number of other educational settings.
Thanks to President Kelleher for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.